Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Friday. It's Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe, and we're just...
checking!
Those good vibes this morning. 585-252-9800. People are knocking at the door. Let's let them in, Breeze.
Yes, who do you think is the first one to bust that door down? Any guesses at all?
Big Ed?
No, I'm so sorry. It's Nico and Steve.
That's what's... I already had the music going.
Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up today since it's the weekend. Love you guys so much. Hope you have a wonderful day. We love you too.
We love you too, guys. Enjoy those fat paychecks.
That was Wednesday's thing.
I know.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. We had a sleepover with Romeo last night.
Hey.
We're going out to breakfast and going to cuddle on this rainy day. Stay dry. Enjoy your weekend. You too, Amy. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. I'm off today for 11 days. Oh, no. I work today and then I'm off for 11 days.
Nice.
And let that vacation begin.
Holy crap, 11 days.
11 days.
That's a long time.
That's nice. I would be so bored.
Pop off.
It always gets to... I'm
oh
always
my God,
excited.
I love it.
It gets to day two, and I'm like, gotta get back to work here.
Yeah.
good morning. I'm in my good vibes because it's the last day until spring break. That's from Nora. Nora the welder. Love her.
Our girl, Nora. Nora, are you drinking Dunkin' this morning? If so, come through.
She's literally bought Moose Duncan like 7 times. He's like, yeah, let's keep those good vibes rolling. Right on my doorstep with DoorDash.
let's keep it rolling. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Vibes are good this morning. Got a full night of sleep last night.
Yeah, what did you take? What kind of drug did you take to help you sleep?
I just got in bed early.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I just
a lot of drugs.
Too tired for too long. I was like, all right, going to bed.
You crashed.
On time.
Yeah, I love that. What time do you normally go to bed, typically?
If I'm not doing shows in the morning, like midnight. If I'm doing shows, nine.
Midnight? Oh, my God. Dude, I don't know how I used to do it. I used to have to host 3 club nights a week till 2 o'clock in the morning. And the show used to start at 5 a.m. It's like, why did we do that? Why did I have to be forced to do that? It was miserable.
I don't know why you would do that, Moose. That's...
Didn't you sleep here?
Yeah, I used to sleep here, and they'd come and wake me up in the conference room. trying to make a buck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Breezy, how are your vibes? You tired?
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for my event tonight. Party at Center Ice. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, come through. It's going to be at the Tim Hortons Iceplex down in Henrietta. All benefiting Holy Childhood. There's going to be wine, spirits, beer, music. I heard there's a hot dog stand. Tony's Popcorn's going to be there. It's going to be iconic. So come through. Come one, come all. And I am a little sad that I'm missing Kelsey Ballerini. The rescheduled concert was for tonight.
Oh, it was?
So I can't go.
Where was it?
Buffalo, the one that she canceled back in
February. Yeah, that's right. They came out and was like, okay, so we're going to wrap things up now.
She sang six songs. I was like, I can't do it. We're like, okay, see ya. Thanks for driving all the way here.
I got this IBS thing I'm dealing with.
Good vibes because there's a new season of Black Mirror that came out, and I plan on binging it this weekend, said no name.
I was just going to say my vibes are up because Black Mirror came out last night, and I'm very excited. I'm going to start watching that this weekend. And plus, it's the Masters. I'm very excited about that. I know not everybody's a huge golf fan, but I do love the Masters.
Do you golf?
Once in a while, yeah. I'm going to get clubs for this summer.
Nice.
I was going to say when Dwight wants to take him, yeah.
It's giving Duffy. I love it.
But other than that, I'm very excited. It's Friday, and for a lot of us, including us, it is payday.
Oh, so, I love it. Yeah. I love.
There's that too.
You got paid?
Big payday. Yeah.
Huge payday.
Huge payday for intern Joe.
I didn't even know intern Joe was getting paid, so.
Yeah, $5.75 an hour.
I love
46 for the high today, you guys, with a little bit of drizzle.
Not the drizz.
Yeah. But tomorrow we're looking at close to 50, Sunday 51, and then Monday it's going up to 65. I mean, which it shouldn't be a surprise. It is the middle of spring.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but you got to be tough to live in this city. Coming up for the big story of the day, speaking of the city, there's a new cleanup initiative going on downtown. Some people are happy about it. Some people who own a business are not. We'll tell you all about that and what they plan on doing starting now, coming up next.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Businesses in Rochester's East End reaction was more than positive after a city council committee voted in favor of a huge cleanup initiative that's going to be taking place downtown. We're cleaning up the city, people. This city,
just in time for Earth Day.
The city allocated more than 22,000 to make the area cleaner and just more what they called welcoming. Business owners expressed excitement about the effort, believing it's going to attract a lot more customers. I don't know how true that is. I mean, Easton Alexander, as we know, it's not what it was 10 years ago. But as of now, here's the details. The cleanup project will include trash removal on Saturdays and Sundays. This is going to take place from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. from April all the way through October. One business owner said, "We would love to see East Ave like it was years back, where every bar had a line out the door. So anything positive the city can do, that would be awesome to try and get that back." Well, you're going to have to go to Fairport, collect everybody, and bring them back into the city. That's what you're going to have to do, because that's where everyone's hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the cannery. Obviously, as most of us know, though, I mean, like I said, the East End, it's seen its fair share of increased shootings in recent years, which is why the city put that special event zone in place with the barricades and checking people's backpacks, plus having to be 21 and older to enter the area. Those are all positives. Those are great. Plus, for the East End, is the return of the Jazz Fest. That's supposed to set the stage in the entertainment district in June. This is the first time in 10 years, but business owners have already begun preparing. Rochester City Council is set to vote on the project on April 29th. There you have it.
Love it.
Coming up on the show, is it possible to do this one thing with your bed?
Too much.
Too much? Really?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it is possible to do this.
And what does that even say about you if you do?
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's all about the simple pleasures in life. One of them being clean sheets.
You know, it's kind of weird, given what we talked about just 2 weeks ago about how I hate showering. So one would assume that my general hygiene is in the toilet.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the question is it possible to wash your sheets too much? I just told Breezy the other week about my bamboo sheets. And she thought they were actual bamboo.
Yeah, I was like, not a lot of splinters. That's crazy. just laying on a, you know, wooden plank. I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and she was like, maybe like once a month we'll change sheets. I'm like, no. We have to change them every single week.
Once a month?
Every single week.
Wait, hold on a second. You want to change your sheets once a month. She.
No. You heard that right. She wants to change them once a month, and I say every single week.
How would every somebody as week. Type A as her want to change her bed sheets once a month?
I don't know. See, this is where the Freaky Friday comes into it, because it's like we're switching bodies, we're switching souls.
This is odd.
I know.
How often do you want to change them?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Every Sunday.
Typically, I'm every 10 days.
And it's such a pain in the ass because, like, we have a duvet and a cover and, like, it's a whole rigmarole.
Can I tell you something?
Mm.
You being an environmentalist, you'd save a lot of water in doing the laundry if you just didn't have the dog sleep on the bed.
Mm. Mm. I know. Well, that's not up to me, so.
Compromises. Got to make compromises in a relationship.
And I think the reason I do want to change the sheet so much is because of my lack of showering. You know what I mean? So, yes, of course, the lack of showering definitely plays a role.
So, I've been working, how long have we been doing this show together? Almost 3 years coming up in January. And I just discovered recently that, according to Breezy's girlfriend, Breezy only showers 2 to 3 times a week. That's it.
Perfect.
2 to 3 times a week. I'm not kidding.
2 to 3.
And after the gym, she'll come straight home and just throw herself on the bed and watch TV. Doesn't take a shower, nothing.
Disgusted.
No wonder you want to wash the sheets every single week.
Yeah, just a little bit. So that's crazy.
So he wasn't here for that segment, I'm assuming.
No, Joe was not here.
That's crazy.
How often do you shower?
Minimum once a day.
And you're a college student.
Minimum?
Yeah, if I go to the gym, I shower immediately when I get home.
I'm typically morning and night. Let me ask you something.
Okay, so you guys hate the environment.
As a college student, realistically, don't lie to me. How often do you wash your sheets?
Once a month.
So it's so funny. I did this segment. This was like, it must have been two-ish years ago. I went to the depths of St. John Fisher, and I was doing a segment for someone. And I went around with a microphone and asked all of these college kids how often they changed their sheets. And the answers were concerning.
Wild.
Concerning.
You have to wash them?
I haven't washed them since I got here freshman year. I'm like, so you're graduating next month? They love that.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
If you took a microscope to those bed sheets and you saw what was living in them.
And you know what those college kids are doing. They're not just,
blue,
you know,
light lights up the bedroom.
Yeah, it's it's giving room raiders. But
they're like, I was just reading a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Yeah.
Sure you were.
More like 50 Shades. So honestly, I was looking into it and I was like, what are the factors that make people want to change their sheets?
Okay.
General hygiene. I mean, obviously, just depleting in that category. Pets. Pet dandruff, pet hair, all of that. Yeah, I can't have that in my vicinity. Sweating. I feel like I do sweat in my sleep. I wear deodorant to bed. Does everybody do that or is that just
yes,
me?
Yes, I always
okay.
do.
Yeah. Because I feel like once you wake up in the morning, you're going to stink.
Well, it's like anything. You sweat in your sleep. I've never met a woman I personally know or a woman I've dated that does not wash their sheets once a week. I've never run into this type of individual.
Oh, they're out there. Don't keep looking.
Yeah, I work with one.
Yeah.
No, I you're literally not listening. I want to change my sheets every week. I do change my sheets every week.
You want to. But your girlfriend.
No, I mean, I do. Like, I literally this morning, before I left for work, I stripped the bed with her in it.
Dude, you are a psycho.
I literally did.
Oh, she must
like,
love.
Oh, dear. What's happening? I'm like.
She must love this new living situation.
Get up. But I don't feel like I'm going to get a good night's sleep if the sheets aren't clean because there's nothing I hate more than crumbs in the bed. And I'm not talking like we're eating in the bed. I'm talking like there's little like particles and pills that come up in the sheets and it's itchy. I hate it.
Do you eat in bed?
Sheets in bed.
I eat on top. Like, I don't eat in the bed.
She's not in the
bed. But
the
you're laying on your bed eating snacks.
But my bed is made.
Okay. There's the issue. She ends up with crumbs in her bed.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's no
ever,
way. There's no
ever.
Way. If I'm eating on top, there's no way.
In 2017, 2018, something like that, when I was a traveling salesman, I stayed in over 40 Airbnbs and like something stupid number of hotels. I would eat in all those beds and not feel bad about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking under the sheets. I'd have a large pizza in my lap in the bed, blue cheese on the comforter. I don't care.
The things
not my
that
bed,
I do
though.
In hotel beds are ungodly. Let's just say that.
A lot of people are weighing in right now with how many times they wash their bed sheets, and people are saying weekly. When I'm not in a dark hole of crippling depression, I typically wash every week. That came in from Gina.
This yes. person said, when I got divorced and moved into an apartment, I'm pretty sure I didn't change my sheets for an entire 8 months I was there. I didn't even own a second pair.
Oh, the stench. Oh,
wait, first of all, who's not owning two or three pairs of bed sheets? Like, when you what?
I only own one pair.
I also only own one pair.
I paid $400 for this bamboo set, and I don't want to change it out.
He's like, I've been getting splinters in my spine ever since. So.
Pretty breezy. It's the most comforting and comfortable sheets you'll ever sleep in. And guys, I recommend it. Get yourself a nice set of bamboo sheets. You'll thank me later, I promise you.
You need two pairs of sheets.
Because what happens is you're forced to wash them right away and then remake the bed.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, your bed is just like raw dogging life. I don't like that at all. There can be dust particles. There can be things that get on. No, I'm good with that.
It's doing no different than we are as people. Like, we're just walking around dealing with the dust.
You're definitely probably allergic to everything. So.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.